Happy Thursday to you, and welcome to your first teaching on this one's topic, Re-energize Your Life. So if you listened to the audio introduction above, you will know that we are setting ourselves a 4-month goal, okay, around our what we want to achieve over the next 4 months in any area of our life. We're also setting a goal specifically for this month around our well-being, and I asked you to look at the idea of having a well-being partner, I should say, for the next 30 days, and you don't have to do it after that if you don't want to engage with your partner. So if you haven't listened to the introduction, do go back and listen to that. So over the next 30 days, you're going to focus on something really specific, okay? And one of the ways to get to do this is to look at all of the areas of your life. So below this audio, you're going to see the circle, okay, that we use in life coaching, which divides up all the areas of our life into each 8 segments. Each of these segments is really, really important. When we talk about having a balanced life, it's where all of those areas are getting attention and getting good energy. Now, very often, in reality, all of those areas are never in balance all at the one time. We may have like 1 month of the year that they're all in balance, but generally they're not. Some areas are getting good attention and energy, some areas are not, and sometimes they switch around. That doesn't matter. What I'd like you to do today is look at those 8 areas and mark the areas where there's good energy or high vibrational energy in, and mark the ones that are low vibrational energy or that aren't feeling good or getting enough attention. They are the areas of your life that I want you to focus on over the next month in particular. You can have your overall well-being goal, but these are the parts when I do the teachings around motivation, inspiration, uplifting you, and of course re-energizing you, that you're trying to put the energy into these. Now, of course, you want to keep the other areas still nicely balanced and getting energy, but it's to uplift them and bring them all kind of at the same level. There's that expression like, you know, if you give 10% of yourself to 10 different things in your life, they're only getting 10% each. It's about giving 100% of yourself to one particular thing. So you're starting off with like, okay, maybe my physical energy is low, let me have a look at that. Then when you've got that, it's like, right, now I'm going to work on my financial life, then I'm going to work on this. And you're doing these over the next few weeks, giving each one attention one bit of a time, so that by the end of the month, hopefully the 8 of them are in some sort of balance, or at least getting some attention, even if it's not all in exactly the measured way that I suppose people hope for. Because we do have to be realistic with what's achievable for us as well. So that's what I'd like you to do, and also to just think about what that goal is and why you want to achieve it over the next 30 days. So have a great day, and I'll talk to you really soon.